Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Magnificent Thursday evening. How's everyone doing? This is the Teddy Bear and welcome to the zone of LOTL Radio. And before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Mr. Kenny Lattimore. Thank you yesterday. Thank you very much for joining us yesterday. And remember, family, be sure to purchase his first ever Christmas album, A Kenny Lattimore Christmas, available on iTunes, Google Play. As I've always said, for the ones who are feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, my goodness, captivating, electrifying singer, songwriter, brand new album, The Soul Sessions, Lord have mercy, Denny Hines. A 12-song kaleidoscope of beautifully written music, and also one of my favorite songs, a rendition, a remake of the legendary Anita Baker song, of course, Been So Long. So my friends and colleagues over in Sydney, Australia, good afternoon to you too. And on behalf of The Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio the incredible Denny Hines, my queen. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, my brother, listen to you, Teddy Bear. Can I just say, I am so excited to talk to you, my brother. You actually sound so sweet. Thank you so much. So nice to talk to from home. You know, just so before we start, my mum was actually born in Boston. All right.
I know.
But I was born in Australia, so I don't know if the listeners know that, but yeah, it's just nice to touch home, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Hey, I'll say this. Your mother and I are both over 21, so I'm definitely with you.
Well, so am I, my friend, so am I.
Yes.
But you know what they say, black don't crack.
There you go. You know what, I must, one of the things I want to commend you for is that when we have a celebrity, quote unquote, in our family, and your mother's an iconic figure in this industry,
yeah,
it can be very difficult to get beyond that huge shadow. And I want to commend you. You have done an outstanding job paving your own way in this industry, in this new album. The Soul Sessions has been long overdue, but you did a phenomenal job. And how do you feel about
it? Oh, thank you so much. I love my new album. I love it. I think it's probably the best thing that I've done. I really enjoyed doing it, and I had a total, absolute creative control on the whole process, which I think as an artist is a very important thing to do if you know what you want to be and you know who you think you are. And I've been doing this for so long, as you said, but I also wanted people to know, like, where I've come from and what has inspired me as a musician, just a little bit of a musical insight into my head when it comes to music. So, yeah. Yeah, I love the album. I think it's great. And we recorded it live, you know, like,
I know,
old school, like, you know, like, live.
You know, a lot of people that are from the outside looking in, they don't know this, as far as the transition from being a backing vocalist to being put out there in front. And you had an opportunity to be on both sides of the fence. Can you explain to the listeners what has it meant to you over the years to hone your skills and also just to be out in front, out on your own?
Well, just I look at my business like singing as a career. Like, my mother does it, so she's made it a legitimate career. I've made it a legitimate career. But it's also like if I was doing medicine, or if I was doing law, or if I was going to be a teacher, or if I was going to be a carer, I would study the course. I would learn the understandings of it, the ins and outs of it, and therefore I'd be better at that job. So I've just done music like that, and I think I never planned on doing it. Like, I was discovered singing in somebody's kitchen, and then I ended up doing backing vocals for this band called Wah Wah Me, that actually, I remember them being on Solid Gold in America years ago.
Wow.
Back in the day.
We're going way back.
Just to be able to sing backing vocals and to learn, because to be thrown into the industry is a very strange thing, and to not have any sort of background information on what it's like to be in front of an audience, to have to bare your soul and sing in front of an audience, to step into a studio, to deal with record companies, to deal with people. You know, just doing it from backing vocals where it's really not on your head, it's not your stress, you just got to make sure you sing the notes that you've been given correctly. But then, you know, you kind of get, you work forward, and then you get to the point where you can, and yeah.
Absolutely.
I love to
Absolutely.
Sing.
Well, it definitely comes across through the entire project, and I've had an opportunity to listen to the entire album. And one of the things
really?
I find so absolutely one of the things I find so impressive vocally, your vocals have gotten even stronger. And I love as far as the direction that you went with the album, as far as sonically, it's still raw, but it's able to give so different kind of mixtures of music that everyone is going to find something about it that they're going to love and totally enjoy.
Well, I hope so, because that's just, you know, I think growing up in Australia, I had a great kind of dictionary of music, but also having a mother who had an American connection, I also was, you know, I had a cousin who used to fly for Pan Am, so he used to bring a lot of music and foundation for us, I had a lot of good music, and like Bread, for example, If was a song that I remember from like 1977. I was, you know, 7 years of age, and it was just a song that was played on a certain radio station in Australia, and I thought, I love this song. I wonder if there's anyone else that likes that song. Or Long Walk, you know, I was living in London when Jill Scott released Who Is Jill Scott, and, or, you know, Jesus Children of America, which I was breastfed to Stevie Wonder's Superstition, you know, like, yeah, it's just everything that sort of surrounded me.
Absolutely. Well, it definitely resonates in your music. I want to touch on something that you mentioned earlier, as far as having complete creative control over your music. How important is it to have that kind of level of control, especially being an independent artist?
I can only speak for myself, and I've been on both sides. I've been with a label earlier in my career, and then just through the way of fate, I was out on my own, and I had to sort of work out a way to sort of get my music out. And I just think that it's been a long time since I've actually released anything. I've done a jazz album, but this is my first solo album that I've done in the last 8 years. And the way that the industry is now with the internet, and the way I'm talking to you now in Houston, and I'm sitting in Sydney, Australia, it's bizarre, and we can do this. And I just think for myself, it's an important thing to do, because I know the artists that I want to do. I'm too old to be molded into an artist that,
right,
you know, something that I'm not. So, yeah, I think it's a good place for me to be. I like it. I can't say that I will never sign. I'm in Japan. The album's with P-Vine Records. We've done an independent signing there, and that's been great. But, yeah, maybe independent signings throughout, but I don't think I could ever give complete control to a conglomeration as such.
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the industry has changed. I mean, at one time, it was so many labels, and now we're, like, down to a handful. And I've noticed a lot of artists, you think yourself, who at one time were signed to major labels, they feel they have more creative freedom by being an independent artist, mm-hmm, because they have complete creative control over the product, mm-hmm, they put out. And as you said, that the industry has changed so much, because now where at one point you had to get on the plane to conduct interviews to promote your music. Now, as you said, you can sit in your home, sit in your studio,
mm-hmm,
and you can reach the masses all over the world via the internet.
And make the album, you know? Some people are making their records in their bedroom, you know?
Right, absolutely. How do you feel that social media has helped you enhance as far as your visibility here in the States by getting your music out?
I think that when social media is used in a positive way, I think it can be very powerful. I think it also has a very negative side. But I say that because only, you know, there's been times where I've read it, seen it, and experienced it. But for the musical side, I think it's great. Just now, just even like last time I was releasing, you had independent people, pluggers, who actually went to record labels and presented, and to radio stations, and presented a series of CDs that were coming out that week, that month. But now it's like it's on a digital platform. Everybody is kind of, it's nice because everyone's on an even play field. This is coming out. This is where it's at. These are the majors. These are the independents. You know, it's cross-pollinated. I think it's good.
Well, I think it's a beautiful thing. I mean, as you said, to have that kind of level of control over your career, especially from a financial standpoint, because when you're an independent artist, it can be really expensive when you're promoting and producing your own music.
Yeah, but you have to sort of cut down on costs. I mean, I made the album through crowdfunding, which was possible, which was, I think, is another great thing about social media and internet. And that, I thought, was an incredible experience, because you can be in the comfort of a label where you know that you're being sold, but you also know that there's money being put into you to get you to sell. But when you actually say to the public, look, I'm doing a project, if you feel that you want to be part of it, you can pledge some money towards it and we can make this happen. And I was totally blown out of the water when people actually, in 3 months I made this album and then went to the studio, and when everyone knows you're doing an independent, some people are really cool and they come to the table and they really want to help, and if they like the project, they really want to be part of it. And I've been blessed on that level through this whole project, and from the photos to the imagery to the clothes to everything, like, wow. To my musicians, my band, the studio, like, oh, wow. Happy, happy black woman.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, one of the things I find so refreshing, you know, as far as today's music, as far as artists like yourself, is that when you set up funds online like Pledge and different other things, GoFunds, is that I love it because the listeners who truly love you and respect your music, they have an input on what they want to hear.
They feel a part of what you're doing. It's great.
Absolutely.
And I love
absolutely.
That because with like when you're, many years ago you'd have fan sites, and I never had one, but you know, you'd have somebody would run a fan site and there'd be, you know, a physical house or a post PO box where someone would receive mail and someone might sign it and read it, and it might not be the person, but you'd receive it back and think, wow, I've just gotten a letter from, as in my case, Michael J. Fox, all the way in Edmonton, Alberta. But it probably wasn't even Michael J. Fox, you know. But now with Twitter and Instagram, and you can actually part and see a creative experience come to life. You know, you can be on the set of a video if somebody Snapchats it or puts it on Facebook. And I think that's great, because to sell music to people is one thing, but if I was selling food to someone, I'd really like to know the person that I'm selling to, and I'd want to make sure that, you know, I'm keeping their family healthy and they're eating the right things.
Right.
And, well, I'm selling you music, so, you know, I want to make sure that you like the music that I'm selling you and that I'm singing the stuff that you want to hear. And
well, you are definitely doing that, my dear. You know, I must say, I'll admit this, I was very apprehensive with the internet, with social media, because I felt like, especially here in the States, when a lot of the record stores started closing, one of the things I loved about record stores is that you as a listener, or I don't like to use the term fan, but you had an opportunity to go to a record store, have a meet and greet with that artist, and you feel a lot more, feel a lot more closer with the artist. So when that was taken away from us and replaced by social media, it was like, it became too generic. But what I find about you is that the listeners love you. I mean, when I go across the internet and the feedback with this new album, The Soul Sessions, has been incredible. What has that meant to you?
Oh, look, it's like, I don't have any children, but I guess it's like giving birth to a child and then it goes out into the world and just hoping someone doesn't say its eyes are too close together or its ears are too big. You know, like, this is really, I've had a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into me singing this and getting this idea out. You know, when it's an idea in your head and then to actually make it into a tangible product, it's, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. It's great to know that people like it. It's kind of weird. It's scary too. Because it's like, really? Are you sure? Are you just joking? Maybe this is just like an April Fool's Day early. Like maybe people don't really like it and they're just saying it just to be nice. I don't know.
Well, you know what? It's definitely not an April Fool's joke, because I'm going to tell you something. The listeners have spoken. They truly love the album. I love the album. The only thing I have to ask, because I know the listeners are going to get on me if I don't ask this question. You are so revered in Sydney, Australia. They love you to death. When are you going to come out to the States and perform?
Well, listen. This is the first time, you are the first man, Peter, that I have spoken to any U.S. press. Many years ago, I had a hit in America. It was a remix of a song that I wrote that David Morales did a remix of. And the person that stopped me from getting to number one in the Billboard charts was Cher with Do You Believe in Love? So Cher and I used to have some words. But so, just joking, Cher. yeah, but I'd love to come. My mum was calling. I can come there legally. I can do it.
Oh, we would love to have you. I mean, to me, I'm like, wait a minute. The album is fantastic. And it's like, wait a minute.
Well, I love to sing, and I'd love to sing in America just to see how the American air plays on my throat.
Well, we have many people tuning in, so let's make this happen. Let's get this very talented lady.
Oh, please.
In the States.
Oh, my
listen.
God. Yes, to play with some of the amazing players in America. Oh, my.
They don't compare to you, my love. They definitely
listen,
don't compare
you just
to
spoke
you.
About Kenny Lattimore. You just spoke about Kenny Lattimore. And when I tell my mother that, you know, you're speaking to Kenny, you know, like your good friend Kenny Lattimore. Oh, gosh. Listen. Don't even start. And here's me, born on Crown Street, talking to Teddy Bear. Hello. You know, how you doing, man?
Oh, my goodness. You are something else, and I love it. And speaking of something else, tell the listeners out there about, well, another one of my favorite singles from the new album, of course, The Soul Sessions. What About Love?
What About Love? Well, I love this song because I wrote it about a relationship that didn't go so well before I met my husband. And everything happens for a reason, but this one happened for a song. And the way I kind of put it to people is, you know, Teddy Bear, you ever been in a relationship where, you know, your lady's been gone 5 minutes and it feels like 6 months, and she comes back and you're like, baby, damn,
yes.
Too long, girl, where you been? and then maybe a few months, half a year later, she's doing something, you're like, girl, please, you know you need to stop, right?
Right.
And then it gets to the stage of don't even, you need to step away because I'm done. So that's kind of What About Love, because it all started beautifully and it was great. And I think it's a fun kind of love song, if you want to say that, because most love songs kind of say, you know, I love you, I need you, you left me, come back, please come back, I want you, I'm nothing. This one is like, look, I love you. Don't you want to be loved by me? But then it's like, so all those things you said to me? Wait a second. My eyes are open now. Listen, no, I don't want to be loved by you. Forget about love, baby. Forget about us, honey. I don't want to be loved by you.
Lord have mercy. You heard your first name. Let's get into it, of course, with the captivating Denny Hines, of course, from the new album, The Soul Sessions, with What About Love, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Ooh, I never want to make false promises to you, or ever say something that I don't really mean. We're both people going down the road of life, but you stopped at a green light and then walked away. I've never been betrayed before by the one that I love, but you really hurt me with the things that you said, saying that you're leaving, how you want to be alone. But what about us, honey? Don't you want to be loved? So all those things you said to me, I never meant to say or say. Now I'm standing in a pool of my tears crying over you. What about love, honey? What about love, darling? What about love, baby? Don't you want to be loved by me? What about love, honey? What about love, darling? you wanna be loved by me. Yeah. Oh, I remember a time when we were in love, but now I wonder why you did me wrong. I hear people saying, girl, it's time you moved on from all the deception that he put you through. What about love, darling? Some say that it's real, but to me it's a hole that's inside my head. And if they say it's something that you once felt, 'cause everything you said to me was a lie, yeah. So now I wash my hands of you, and I ain't crying anymore. And all that I can say is don't turn back. If you do, I'll be gone. Forget about love, honey. Forget about love, darling. Forget about love, baby. I don't wanna be loved by you. Forget about love, honey. Forget about love, darling. Forget about love, baby. I don't wanna be loved by you. No, I don't wanna be loved by you. No. And you lied to me, so I'm telling you, I don't love you, 'cause you're hurting me. And you lied to me, I'm telling you, I don't love you.
I don't love you. You know, you've been in this industry for quite a long time. The things that you had an opportunity to see and experience as far as what's taking place now, at any time, does it somehow get sometimes get very disappointing or disheartening, because a lot of things are not based upon the quality of music anymore. It's more show than substance.
If I was in my early or late teens, early 20s, and I was, you know, really in there competing with the Jenners of the world and the, you know, models and the Gigi Hadids and, you know, Katy Perry's, and I'd be stressed, man. I really would be stressed because it's a lot to keep up to. But I'm at the stage now, I've gone back like old school, where people in the States back in the day, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, would get in the truck, not so good times necessarily in society, but get in the truck and take the music to the people. Well, my truck is the internet, and I'm not about the bells and whistles. I can hire people for the bells and whistles. I can hire dancers.
Right.
I can hire, like, lights and stuff. But I'm a singer, and I love to sing. And my grandma used to always say, you know, don't do something half-assed. And so I'm not going to get up there and try to be something that I'm not. So I know that I can sing, so I'll just stick to that. So, no, I don't feel the pressure, because I'm only competing with myself.
Absolutely. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but I forgive you. We'll be enjoying this evening by the incredible Denny Hines and her incredible new album, The Soul Sessions. I wanted to ask you from a personal perspective, what is it to you to have a level of stability in your personal life, and how has that transcended you as far as your music? How has it helped your music?
I've got a very supportive husband, and we have a very loving relationship, and, you know, it took a while to get there, but I definitely think that this is the happiest that I've been. Therefore, life seems to go a little easier when you're happy, I think.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and Yeah, although bad times are really good for good songwriting, but I don't want to go through that too often. You can't be too happy and write a really painful song. You know, you need to be going through something to write that, you know, that song for you. You need to be hurting. But
right.
Yeah, look, I think it's very important. But I'm blessed. I've got a very good life, and you know, it's just there's lots of stuff out there that you can always want, but I don't really want for anything. I've got my health, I've got my husband, I've got five fantastic animals, I've got a love for music, I dance 10 times a week to keep fit, I'm surrounded by music, you know, I eat well, I'm happy, I really got nothing to complain about.
There's
first world problems, but yeah, you know,
yeah,
first world problem, like,
absolutely.
I've got to get my car fixed and stuff, but yeah.
Absolutely. Do you find music to be very therapeutic for you, especially in your live performances?
Absolutely. I think the voice is a very integral part to the human psyche. For a baby inside the mother's womb, that vibration of a voice of the first time it hears, or, you know, when you are a baby, that mother's voice or your father's voice or music, I think, you know, it's very, very, a very calming thing. I don't know a lot of study into it, but I know that my voice in particular, I've put a few babies, you know, to rest at night with mums playing, you know, old ballads of mine, but there must be something in music. Otherwise, I don't think human race would react to it in such a way if it didn't have some sort of connection with us.
Absolutely. You know, you said something that I want to take it a step further as far as the things that are transpiring all over the world as far as racism and other unhealthy facts and that we're seeing take place live before our eyes. For you,
yeah.
I've always felt that music has always had healing powers. It's the one entity that brings everyone closer together. And I wanted to find out from you, what has it meant to you when you have a listener that may send you a Twitter message or Facebook and say, you know what, your music, I was going through some things and your music completely had an uplifting value on me and turned my mindset completely around and put a smile on my face and made me feel better.
Listen, when people say that to me, that honestly makes me think, now I know why I do what I do. I've taken on the mission, and I have actually accepted it and completed it with flying colors. Because I think as an artist, that's what you want. I mean, it's all very good to, you know, make someone feel great for the traffic jam that they're in, or, you know, while they're vacuuming the house. But if there's a song that you can hear that it's like, it's almost like the person is in your head. The person is, that they're singing words that you know, you've lived it, you got the t-shirt, like, and you just want to be like, wow, thank you. I mean, I've got that, but when people say it to me, it's, wow, that's even more amazing, because it's almost like, you know, I just sing, I love to sing, and it's great that you're hearing it, and it's great that the world, the people around the world are hearing it, but I kind of look at, like, you know, when I hear, or when I met Stevie Wonder, I'm like, wow, now that's somebody that's written some songs that, you know,
right.
you touched a lot, like, wow, you know. so to put myself in a category where I can touch people, that's cool. I'm a bit apprehensive because it's kind of like I put other people that I admire that are bigger, but it's nice that some people get something from my music, because I don't just do it for myself. I mean, I love to sing, but it's also nice to share a gift with somebody else.
Does it, at any point, does it get somewhat overwhelming sometimes because you are so revered in what you do?
No, because I just stay inside my head. It's very nice and quiet in here. No. I mean, if I got into that, I think, no, why do you want to do that to yourself? I'm only out in the public eye when I got something to promote. I'm out there selling my music, then I'll be out there talking to people. But if I'm at home doing my own thing, writing the music, I'm not really that, you know, I still tweet, you know, I've done a dance class today, you know, summer's coming, better get fit, and hate winter, I'm a solar power person. But, you know, I don't go looking for that sort of stuff. It's the crazy world we live in, man, and And, you know, it's nice while we don't travel. Don't go looking for trouble. Like Elvis said, you're looking for trouble, you're coming out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Anita Baker is an incredible singer. But I'm going to tell you something.
Anita
you put your own personal stamp on Been So Long. You really put your personal stamp on that. What made you choose that particular song?
You know what? If I had grown up in America, there's no way I would have touched that song because I would have known better. But I grew up in Sydney. And that gives me a pass. Because, you know, I've got to tell you, when I recorded this, I never thought that you'd be hearing it. I didn't think that, you know, Houston would be hearing it. I thought maybe Sydney would hear it. Maybe Japan might hear it. But, yeah. It was a big take on it. I grew up with Anita Baker. That album, Rapture, was huge in my household. Huge. Huge. I mean, I know it was huge around the world, but in my house, it was very big. Anita Baker was very big in my house. And it was just one of the songs that I just thought was just sexy as. It's just, you know, a strong black woman saying, I won't be neglected. You know, like, seriously, but nicely. But, and it's a lyric that's just like, and the groove is like, and it's just, I just want to put my voice on it.
Well, you did absolutely that, my love. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Well, far be it from me to deprive all the many listeners out there. Let's get into it. Another hit single, of course, from the new album from the incredible Denny Hines, of course, the Soul Sessions album with Been So Long here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Understand, I'm in need.
Mercy, the incredible Denny Hines, of course, from the new album, The Soul Session with Been So Long, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the new album, yes, go purchase it ASAP, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon.com. And for all of this update, be sure you stop by Denny's official website, of course. That would be DennyHines.com. You can also catch up with her on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/DennyHines. And of course, the number one, definitely a beautiful name. My queen, it has been an honor. It's been an honor for me to have you on the show. This is definitely your home, and we're going to do whatever we have to do to get you down here.
Listen,
get you
Teddy
from the
Bear,
land
Teddy
down.
Bear, can I? Teddy Bear, I got to tell you, you got me shaking my head. I feel so lucky and happy and just blessed to be talking to you. I cannot believe I'm shaking my head listening to my song being played on the internet, shaking my head going, at first I was like, Denny, you idiot. Why did you take this song on? I was just sitting here, but thank you so much for your support, man.
You know what, Miss Baker, I know that she's extremely proud and very impressed because you took it to another level. And again, this is definitely
Listen,
your home.
There's a reason people hadn't taken her on. You know, like I said, my past is that I grew up in Australia. I wouldn't have done it if I was in America. There's no way. Like, nobody's done it. Anita Baker, come on now. You must be crazy. But, you know, I thought this was only going to stay here. I didn't think you guys were here.
No, my love. Mm-mm. It's all about substance, and you definitely brung it. I'm waiting for you to come down here, young lady. I'm waiting for you to come down.
I want to. Listen, I'm trying to get there next year. I promise you.
Okay.
I was there. Right. I had my wedding dress made in New York, so I was over there 5 years ago.
Okay. Well, when you come down, you have to come down here to the studio because we would definitely love to have you here, okay?
Are you in Houston, Texas?
Yes, I am.
y'all going to take me to your studio down Houston, Texas?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank y'all so much.
love you much, my queen. Have a good afternoon, okay?
Thank you so much, Teddy Bear. Have a lovely evening. Sleep well. And happy holidays.
Sammy, you
don't eat too much.
Incredible. Denny Hines here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. Remember, family, the new album, The Soul Session, available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon.com. My goodness, been so long. Yes, it has, unfortunately. But it's all right. It's all right. While I got you here, like Linus's blanket, comfy and cozy, let's turn back the hands of time, get into some Denise Williams with Free. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.